Guns. This is the big story today. Al Jazeera made a report on the dealings between Pauline Hanson's One Nation and the National Rifle Association in America, which is principal among gun lobbyists, which preserves the gun culture and much of the violence of the United States of America, where I think there's a massacre every 3 days, if a massacre is more than three people being shot, something horrific like that. Let's get some views on this. Firstly, let's go to Samantha Lee, the President of Gun Control Australia. Hello, Samantha.
Good evening.
So you've heard the news. What do you make of it?
Oh, look, it's hard to know where to start, really, but there's a lot of hypocrisy within what's occurred, especially since Pauline Hanson was speaking about foreign donations and how they shouldn't occur, and at the same time was seeking foreign donations from the NRA.
It's alleged, you know, that, yes.
Alleged, yes.
Yes.
I mean, it just shows that, you know, the lengths that some political parties may go to in order to gain power within the Parliament of Australia, and having the balance of power makes a big difference.
Certainly, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has deplored what he understands of all this, but not sufficient, would seem, to discount preferencing One Nation and seeking the preferences of One Nation in the forthcoming federal election, Samantha?
Yes, it's been a concern with the preferencing, particularly in New South Wales with the election only last weekend. And we've seen in New South Wales One Nation being elected in the upper house through Mark Latham, and then two shooters in the upper house and then three in the lower house. It does have an impact on gun laws here in Australia when these parties do hold the balance of power.
I'm not aware of much opposition to our current gun laws in our country. There's certainly opposition to them in America. And indeed, if we are to believe this documentary and the comments therein, the National Rifle Association, which is a tremendously powerful organisation, isn't it? I mean, even Obama, for example, the only politician in recent memory, apart from Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, stood against the gun lobby. Not even Obama did. And the,
yes.
The Americans always point to Australia, don't they, when they're opposing the right to bear arms, opposing the gun culture, and say, well, look at Australia, it does very well with much constrained legislation.
Yes, it's though I think members of the public would be quite surprised by a report that we have coming out soon, which actually does look at the gun lobby in Australia and how it has had an impact on gun laws here.
Mm-hmm.
It will be a very interesting read. A lot of it happens behind the scenes, not like the NRA model where it's quite out there, but there has been significant inroads in regards to our firearms laws here in Australia. I mean, it has been nearly 23 years since the Port Arthur Agreement, and a lot has happened over that time, and there has been a tremendous amount of watering down of gun laws across the country.
Has there? In what regard?
We commissioned a report by Sydney University to look at how each state and territory complies with the Port Arthur Agreement, and that report found that no state and territory complies with the agreement any longer, and there has been significant watering down of gun laws in each jurisdiction.
I'd be very keen to hear more of this. Thank you, Samantha Lee, President of Gun Control Australia. Thank you for coming on, ma'am.
Oh, thank you for your time.
Let's go to David Handyside, who's the immediate past president of the South Australian branch of the Sporting Shooters Association. David, I think we would agree that certain people need guns, those who are shooting animals for sport, farmers, rifle shooters, security guards. What do you make of that, David?
Good evening, Peter. It's interesting. Of course, what you say is perfectly true, and of course there are an enormous number of people who conduct themselves as a sport, target shooting. It's an all-inclusive sport which covers all members of the family.
My father won the Queen's Shoot at the Dean Range.
Yes, I wondered whether you'd bring that up. Yeah. Good luck to him. However, I did answer Samantha Lee in just the other day on a commentary on David Bevan's program.
Yes.
Where we did point out that the NFA has been reviewed only last year, 2017. All states and territories agree to it, and it is quite clearly an advisory document. It is an agreed set of guidelines. And then each state, it's up to them to enact their laws, which we've just done in South Australia. It took 5 years, but we've got a remarkably sensible set of laws in South Australia.
You have no problem with those laws, do you?
Look, there are certain little things, that there's some legal implications and interpretations that we're still talking to people about, because inevitably with something as complex as that law, you do get some unintended consequences.
Yes. I think sometimes the security is very rigorous, isn't it?
Absolutely.
But we don't. What is the need for assault rifles? Even under the American Constitution, the right to bear arms, you know, they didn't envisage assault rifles.
Well, assault rifles, so-called, which are self-loading centerfire rifles, the assault rifle, if you like, is slightly emotive. They're the purely military firearms. But a self-loading centerfire rifle is very highly restricted and is used almost exclusively by contract shooters when culling various ferals or overabundant native species, where you get a much more efficient job done. But they are a minute number of the guns that are legitimately held in Australia.
And, you know, a farmer needs a gun, of course, and security personnel, etc. But what do you make of this story with Pauline Hanson's One Nation and the National Rifle Association?
Well, I'm afraid I see it as the ugly face of politics. This David fellow could have saved himself an awful lot of airfares if he'd asked us, because we know perfectly well that the NRA is not interested in funding any other people in other countries. However, the sad thing is that some parties believe that the legitimate firearms owners are going to be persuaded to vote for them by some sort of empty promise of changing the gun laws. We're not in the business of changing the gun laws. We're in the business of representing our members and ensuring that the laws are fair and reasonable and we can all abide by them.
And are you happy now, David, or you want reform?
No, we don't want reform.
Good.
We want a little bit of tidying up, and it happens in every state. But the awful business in New Zealand and this political football that is being created by this nonsense in America. That's the One Nation business I'm talking about.
Yes.
Makes us, if you like, the people who appear to be doing the wrong thing when in fact we're not.
Quite. I'm glad you clarified that, David, and I thank you very much for coming on, and I wish you well.
Thank you very much.
David Handyside, immediate past president of the South Australian branch of Sporting Shooters Association. Fair enough. I go twice a year to the Arms and Military Affair at Angle Park. Looking at, I have no interest in them really, other than things of beauty, but antique weapons. But fair enough. Well, watch this space. Kevin Boy says, I can't understand how and why a political lobby group would support something that is directly linked to the slaughter of their own. Yes. Fair enough. We'll continue.